Well, the new season at the Oak Tree Opry in Anita getting ready to get started. Bob Everhart, along with his wife Sheila, helps to run the Oak Tree Opry. He's with us this morning by phone. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing up so early?
Talking to you.
Hey, we are getting ready for our little season opener. It's 3 good days and 4 big shows of great music. And we do it all for to raise some money to fix the roof on the Oak Tree Opry across the street building called the Pioneer Music Museum. And it's got to have a roof somehow. And we raise a little money every year, but we never seem to get to where we need to be. So everybody that's listening to KJAN right now must make up their mind to come over and see us for one of those 4 shows.
Well, sounds like you got a lot of great stuff lined up this season.
I do. It's amazing. Here's another thing that just developed today about Pioneer Music Museum is our little old-time music hall of fame. And we just had a lady nominated that is a very controversial figure. Do you remember Anita Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
She had a terrific hit out, a song called Paper Roses. And that's our number one thing to consider for her induction into this Hall of Fame. But there's a terrific amount of her statements, and, wow, she got into huge amounts of trouble because of her anti-gay stand way back in the late 70s and early 80s. And it was so bad that she tried doing theater shows in Branson and Eureka Springs, but she had to close them all down and went bankrupt 3 times over that. Hmm. You remember that?
Oh, I do. I remember her loving orange juice.
And they fired her, too. She was an orange juice spokesman for the state of Florida. But what Anita Bryant was doing was actually expressing her own opinion, utilizing the free speech that is our right here in America. But the same right to free speech from the gay community put her out of business. She hadn't done anything for 20 years, and she's 75 years old now. But I put it on the Facebook, and I said what I think is happening here is that we would really like to induct Anita Bryant into our Hall of Fame here in Anita, Iowa, but we don't want to have a lot of people coming down on us because she's anti-gay. So what would you do, Jim?
Well, you're not electing someone to something like that on the basis of their opinions and what have you.
Not at all.
You're
absolutely
doing it on the basis of their talent and their accomplishments.
That's exactly right. But the situation was so embroiled. As a matter of fact, she was in Des Moines, I think in 1977, and a gay guy ran up. Well, she was being interviewed on television there, and a guy ran up and threw a pie in her face and called her an anti-gay. And her thought, if you don't remember what was happening back then, she said she didn't like. This is what she said, expressing an opinion. She didn't like gay men being teachers in schools. And that was her big stand. And what she said was gay homosexuals cannot reproduce. They can only recruit. And they just boiled her in oil. They knocked her out. 3 times she went bankrupt. And I don't want that to happen at our little festival of old-time music. That bothers me. Would it bother you?
Well, it's not my call. How's that for a...
Oh, man, you're really helping me out here, Jim.
How's that for a response?
I don't know, but maybe some of your listeners will offer me some opinion. I don't think it's serious anymore because America's gotten around to pretty much honoring everybody's right to a decent lifestyle in America. And, you know, the freedom of speech thing is still very strong. So I just kind of need a little guidance, and maybe they have some opinions that I can't even fathom. But in the meantime, we're going to play some music over here at the Oak Tree, and starts on April 17th with a 7 p.m. show. Are you coming over to yodel a bit or not?
You want your crowd to stay, right?
Well, you could yodel on the roof.
If I hit myself in the hand with a hammer, I might be able to do a little yodeling, but other than that...
Okay, well, anyway, it's a 7 o'clock show. Bobby Yaw's coming down, and I don't know. Did you hear about the thing about Red Johnson from Minnesota?
I did.
He's a songwriter of old what they call vintage country music,
mm-hmm.
And he had one of his songs played last Thursday, I think it was, or no, Tuesday, last Tuesday on NCIS, a national television show. And it's a song he wrote called Mrs. Johnson, and he's going to sing that Friday night.
Excellent.
And it wasn't very loud in the television show, but I heard it, and I thought it was pretty good. He'll make a few $1,000 just from that little blurb they had on.
Well, it's nice to see that there's still an appreciation for that type of music, even though the mainstream country music kind of tends to waft in a different direction.
What do you mean, walk?
Okay, it's sprinting.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think if you're probably over the age of 50, today's country music is very, very different than what it was, you know, that long ago. So, and there are a lot of older people who don't really listen to new country music. But they find older vintage style country music elsewhere, so it's not a big deal.
Absolutely. I know you're working on trying to raise some money to help do make the improvements to the theater. How long has it been now since you folks renovated that old place over there in Anita?
Well, we've been here for 17 years now.
Wow.
And the first building was the old theater, of course. And it's holding up pretty good. We don't have as many problems with it. The other building across the street used to be the telephone office. And that roof is just, I don't know, whoever built it in the first place didn't do a very good job. So, and we've been trying to find a cheaper way to fix it, but so far patching is about all we can do. We really need to put a new roof on there, probably a rubber one or something like that. It's anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000. So we got a long ways to go. So maybe somebody's listening out there that can give me some advice on that as well. It's a nice old building, and it's a very, very nice music museum. It's the only one of its kind in the state of Iowa. And so maybe somebody's out there saying, what is this Bob Everhart yapping about now? Well, I need some help.
Well, you know, when you have so many irreplaceable artifacts, pieces
are
there,
yeah.
The last thing you'd want to see is a hard rain take them out.
What's happening right now is the leaks aren't drastic yet, but they're enough in a lot of little spots where the ceiling tiles are falling down. And that just makes it worse. So, we need some help. Help out there, KJAN land.
Well, you got the first shows coming up now this weekend. How many shows will you have over the course of the summer?
We got 18 coming
wow.
up. And we're going to have a new policy here for anybody that likes to come to a regular program. We always give people a chance to play that might not have a lot of exposure but have good talent. And we also like to bring in people that are professional, that really know what they're doing. And so that combination makes a nice thing that Lawrence Welk once told me. And I said, Mr. Welk, how do you keep your audience so big? And he said, well, you have to keep your audience hungry. And one thing for sure is, don't always put perfect people on. Put a little off act on every once in a while so the perfect people sound better.
So that's why you asked me to come yodel.
That's right.
Now I get it. Bob, if folks want to take advantage of the shows, you know, you can always pick and choose and stop over when you can, but I know it's a small theater and there aren't always seats available the night of, so you need to be planning ahead. And can you just take care of the entire season for them too?
We can. Now, we're going to save them $35 if they want to do that. And they'll have to do it at Springfest because it's going to cover all 18 shows. And it's a pretty good savings. That would be, at $10 a seat, that's $180. Take away $35, you got $145. And they can use their pass to let someone else use their seat if they don't come themselves.
Excellent.
So it makes it easy for somebody to get to have a nice season, a real interesting, to say the least, old-timey entertainment that makes it kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we even got a couple bands coming, later in the year, but one is coming from Germany that plays the banjo, and he's bringing a really pretty girl that plays the tuba. Jim, I don't know what a banjo and a tuba sound like together, but it sure must be interesting.
Gonna find out, aren't we?
And another show, we have an old-timey group coming from New Zealand, Ian and Helen Braithwaite, but also coming from New Zealand is Jenny Blackadder. She is called the Queen of the Four-String Ragtime Banjo Pickers in New Zealand and Australia. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but we'll have fun.
Well, you sure get a lot of variety.
We do. It's it's like the Saturday matinee show for Springfest. The afternoon show on Saturday is going to have a lot of young people on it. There's going to be a a ragtime piano player who's only 15 or 16 years old. There's going to be an accordionist that's about the same age. There's a beautiful Chinese girl that sings absolutely delightful country music. It's very, very delightful. It's just going to be lots of fun.
You know, I think that's one of the real benefits of a lot of the high school music programs, too, is they really
it
do
is.
Teach a lot of the kids, not just the fundamentals, but they teach them an appreciation of all types of music.
It is. They do, and they're doing a good job in Atlantic. I'm so impressed because I read about it in the Atlantic Journal, the paper, and I'm very impressed with that. I've been in music for a long, 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 long time. But to see that happen in the school in Atlantic is a real treat for me because those kids get to be exposed to something that they might not even ever hear except for this opportunity. And they're doing it well. Boy, you're right about that.
Excellent. Well, you've got shows this weekend. What are the times?
7 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on, 7 o'clock Friday, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday, 11 a.m. for old-time gospel in the morning, and then we'll finish it off with another couple hours of old-time music in the afternoon.
Excellent. And if folks want to know more or get their tickets reserved, their seats reserved, how can they do that?
Well, they could probably fire a couple of bazookas over here, but if that don't work, try calling 712-762-4363.
Excellent. And I see you've got a web presence, too.
Yeah, we're on the web, www.ntcma.net, and that carries everything we have as well.
Absolutely. If you want to know more about the shows and whatever's going on at the Oak Tree, you can always find that, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Old-time music on that newfangled interwebs stuff. Excellent.
And I can't even hardly make the dang thing work.
Yeah, I know. We depend on the young kids for that.
You're right about that.
Bob, thanks so much for your time. Good luck with the shows.
Sure enough, Jim. Thanks very, very much for letting me yap a little bit.